the images are born out of spending tons of time in wild places and wild lands on one hand, and on the other, it's how we engage with life and then the light that illuminates the places that we visit. It's kind of our sense of place in Colorado, and it's our home. It's the beauty of this place that brings us to the outdoors and this type of lifestyle that is so spectacular. The critical issue today in particular is, as you said, the threats to public lands. And as it is, you can talk to county commissioners and the director of Boulder Open Space, for example, and you'll find out the next threat is population. It's that there's so many of us sharing these places, and it's how do we become stewards, not just stewards, but how do we leave these places for the future generations? But the threats aren't just our populations. It's our need for energy, for example, and it's the energy sources. And there's outrage about drilling in our backyards. Well, drilling on public lands is really becoming something. We're fracking where they can drill offline and go underground far into the depths of national parks. So they're setting up at the edges of places like Dinosaur National Park, where there's tremendous amounts of deposits of oil and gas. And where does the water come from? It comes out of places like the Yampa River. And where does that polluted water go to? And what gets pumped down these holes that, pollutes the aquifers? These all become concerns for humanity. And then these wild vestiges. The idea behind this book and these images is to connect ourselves with this beauty. And why would we ever allow a threat like that to come to roost at our front door, let alone our back door?
But one of the other major threats that has been identified to our lands is climate change. And we're seeing, pine beetle epidemic really ravaging forests across the state. We're seeing earlier snow melt. Were there any places that you photographed that you yourself could see the impact of either climate change or some of the other consequences of climate change, like the pine beetle epidemic?
Well, pine beetle epidemic can be seen around the state, even along the I-70 corridor, but probably most significantly in the south in the San Juan Mountains. On a hike last year out of Vallecito Lake for 7 days, I was astonished that the forests were so blighted. These beautiful forests for miles and miles had grayed out. There were no longer pine needles on the trees. And the scariest part is if there is a wildfire that's started by a lightning strike or somebody's careless with the campfire, these forests are tinderboxes because of the ladder fuels that have been built up for so long. And what we've seen in California sits right at our backyard. And with so many folks building out in these beautiful places on the edge of national forests and county open spaces and public lands, it becomes a real threat to humanity as well. So the pine beetle is critical. And with the shortened winters, it gives the pine beetle three lives and three life cycles. And if you can imagine a population explosion that's almost invisible to us, clouds of pine beetles that just go up and then move on to the next grove where the live trees are. It's kind of what's happening in a nutshell.
Of all the places that you photographed in Colorado that are featured in your book, are there any that you're most concerned about, either from the impact of climate change or the impact of what's happening now politically with our public lands, the move towards resource extraction on our public lands, or the move away from federal protection of these lands?
Oh my God, in so many places in Colorado, that the pressure is upon us. I just want to talk about the origins of how this began. And it came when the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, went from being a land manager to a leasing agent. And that happened during the Bush administration from 2000 to 2008. So much so that much of our public lands were just leased without any oversight. So there's tons of laws on the books to control oil and gas drilling, not just the oil and gas industry taking and managing itself, but there's nobody to go out and administer and levy fines or even see what's happening. If you go out into an oil field like I had in the San Juan Basin in northern New Mexico, there's 130 laws. And almost at every oil and gas pad, there's at least 10 to 15 laws being broken. The pressure in particular is happening around Colorado. Places like Dinosaur National Monument, public lands down in Paonia, private enterprises are coming in, and the pressure and coal and also mineral extraction, not just oil and gas, mining is also a big thing that's opening up. And then just the sheer lack of concern to make a simple change to sun, to solar thermal, to solar PV as far as creating our energy, our building choices and how we build. The only two counties that are really significantly moving quickly are Pitkin County and Boulder County, and thank God for places like Fort Collins and other progressive folks. But they're at the forefront of making a difference. So it's a combination of what's happened with the Fed, what's happening locally, and it'll always come back to what you and I care about in our neighborhoods and the outrage of drilling in our back door. It'll come down to our loss of access. It will come down to the day when we drive out to places like the Pawnee Buttes, where there used to be the night skies, and you can no longer see the night skies because of all the oil and gas flares of the wind of the wells. And on top of that, the lights from the windmills that pollute the night sky and the atmosphere. These are huge losses to us in our community in Colorado.